Ireland's tax regime, and specifically the way in which it entices many multinational firms to set up here, has long been the subject of debate. But its future is now in further doubt after the G7 group of wealthy nations outlined plans to make huge companies like Apple and Microsoft pay more tax. Under the proposals, companies would have to pay a certain amount of tax in countries where their profits are earned. The G7 also wants to set a global minimum corporation tax rate. Joining us now on the line is Seamus Coffey, lecturer in economics at University College Cork and former chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Is this the surest sign yet that international change is coming?
I think this is a very significant development. The G7, as you say, are a group of the largest and wealthiest economies in the world. And the fact that they have an agreed position is probably the most significant thing that happened over the weekend. This is really only a part of an ongoing negotiation. In total, it involves around 139 countries, many of which are small like Ireland. But the fact that seven of the biggest countries now have an agreed position and they are going into the further negotiations as a bloc with a very substantial agreement behind them, I think that now makes overall agreement much more likely. There might have been a view that the nature of these negotiations might have felt that no agreement would be made over the coming years. But now that the G7 are together, I think it's the case that agreement is now much more likely.
Can you explain what these proposals are likely to mean? Because they don't necessarily mean a change to the 12.5% corporation tax rate in this country.
Yeah, so the detail is obviously very scant. There's only a couple of lines in a press statement following the G7 summit. But what we know is that there's two elements to it. One is the view that there should be a minimum 15% tax on multinationals. Now, for a group of seven countries, all of whom have tax rates, corporate tax rates that are above 15%, that's not maybe that significant an agreement, but it is for the smaller countries who might view tax sovereignty and the ability to use tax rates to attract investment as important. And the second part of it is maybe even more significant. Up to now, companies have been taxed where they have their activities. What the G7 have announced is an agreement that companies will pay some of their tax where their customers are. And again, this is big countries with big markets, maybe not surprising agreeing that companies should pay tax where their customers are. But if you take a country like Ireland, which is a very large export base, we don't have many customers of these companies, but we do have very large presence of them. So maybe that proposal to change the entire nature of how companies are taxed is maybe the more significant one. And it's much broader than what was earlier proposed. The OECD and the European countries wanted to change this only for digital companies, only for the likes of Google and Facebook and Twitter, etc., that where their customers are was important. The US said this could be targeting US companies and wanted it to be much broader across all different types of companies. Yes, the largest companies, but not only in the digital sector, but in all sectors. And the US got their way on that within the G7. So this significant change in how companies are taxed will apply across a much broader range of companies, albeit to a small number of them.
There have been warnings for quite some time now that the current situation was unsustainable. So what are the likely next steps?
Well, the overall negotiations will broaden out. So the G7 met this weekend in July. There'll be a meeting of the G20, a larger group of countries. And then the OECD will bring together those 139 countries as the year progresses, looking to see can they get agreement. I think what we must remember at this stage is what we have here is a position of the large countries. It will be important to note what the smaller countries wish to say. Like Ireland has already come out. And of course, our Minister for Finance was attending the G7. Ireland doesn't necessarily have an objection to a minimum tax, but maybe would like it to be compatible with our own 12.5% rate, and has admitted that this change in how companies are taxed, the fact that more of the tax will be paid in the customer countries, will lead to losses in tax revenue in Ireland. And Ireland's tax revenues from corporations have soared in recent years. Incredibly, Ireland is the third largest recipient in the world of corporate taxes from US multinationals. The US obviously collects the most. The UK is next, and we're up there a third, a very small country, being the third largest recipient of corporate taxes from US multinationals in the world. So changes in how those large companies are taxed could have significant impact on tax revenues for Ireland. So we'll see this evolve over the coming months, and I think it'll be important to see what the small countries say, not just Ireland. There'll be lots of small countries around the table.
Seamus Coffey, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That was Seamus Coffey, lecturer in economics at UCC and of course also a former chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council.